Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Yesterday, doctors issued a health warning about skinny jeans. This woman ended up in hospital because she was wearing skinny jeans and it cut off the supply to her legs and nose. She's okay, but it was a bit of a close call. So that time you got stuck in your clothing, got some great stories. Laura Gibson says, I actually got my handbag attached to a shopping basket in Sainsbury's. Somehow the buckle got wrapped around the wire of the basket. The staff had to go to home base and get wire cutters. Pure mortified. And Dave, this is, it's not just girls, it's guys as well. Dave says, I once got stuck in my wife's fluffy pink jumper. I put it on for a laugh. Oh, aye. Yeah, and couldn't get out of it just as her dad was walking up the path.
Oh, no.
To come and chap on the front door. Could have been awkward. Yeah. Lisa's in Linlithgow. What did you get stuck in, Lisa?
Well, it wasn't me that was stuck in clothing. It was my dad. It was at my brother's wedding, which was down south. Unfortunately, dad had a little too much sherry. And he woke up the next morning to find that he was sitting on a chair rather than in the bedroom with my mum. And he tried to take his shoes that lace up with the kilt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he was flapping about like a penguin because he couldn't undo the laces and he still had his full regalia on.
So he woke up in the morning like that.
That is the worst thing. If you go to a wedding as a bloke wearing a kilt, trying to get out of it at the end of the night is a nightmare.
Yeah, I think it was the fact that he managed to get the slip-on bit of the shoe off but couldn't get the laces under.
So they're just still attached to his legs but not on his feet.
Yeah.
Flapping about. Oh, that's great. Lisa, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Susan Murray's been in touch. My sister has a brilliant story for when she worked in Jenner's. This woman got stuck in a dress and she was trying to take it off over her head with her arms folded, head covered. She heard this muffled coming from the changing room. My sister went to assist and yes, the dress was truly stuck. So she got a good grip and with a sort of push and a shove managed to get the dress off the lady's head. But unfortunately, the woman's bra had also been pushed up with the effort and her boobs fell out. She once rescued this woman was never spotted in Jenner's again.
Yeah.
I think that was me. Oh, dear me.
That's fantastic.
Brilliant.
Let's take a call. Fourth one, hi.
For certain reasons, I can't give you my name about this story about being stuck in clothing.
Yeah.
But I'm a member of the fire service, and we have special gas-tight suits for dealing with chemical incidents. Mm-hmm. And during a training exercise, we had a gentleman in one with a breathing apparatus set on the inside as well, and we played about with the exhalation valve on it. So the air wouldn't escape from the suit. So as he was walking about and working in the yard, the air was filling the suit up.
From the inside?
From the inside. He could breathe because he had a breathing apparatus set on.
Yeah.
But as the air filled up, and his arms popped out to 90 degrees from his body, so he couldn't bend his arms. He couldn't bend his arms to reach round to pull the zip down to escape from the suit.
So the laughs you have in the fire service, eh?
So he's eventually last seen running towards a sharp object to try and pierce the suit. but we did release him. It was quite funny. Yeah.
When you released him, did he go
6-10 feet up in there around the station?
Oh, love it. Great story. Thanks for phoning.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.